Weekly token unlocks hit 77 miliners as GUA leads at 27.7 miliners. The top 7 token unlocks scheduled this week total $77.27 million, with GUA leading at $27.71 million per Cointelegraph's tracker. GUA alone accounts for more than a third of the weekly supply release across the 7 names being tracked. The unlock calendar is landing in a soft market. As of May 26, 2026, BTC trades at $76,594, 0.6% on the day, ETH at $2,088, 0.4%, and the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 39, firmly in fear territory. That backdrop matters. Cliff unlocks land harder when there are fewer buyers ready to absorb fresh sell side. GUA dominates the weekly cliff. A $27.71 million single name release is meaningful when the whole weekly print is $77.27 million. It is not the kind of figure that destabilizes a $1.5 trillion BTC market, but for the GUA float specifically, it is a real event. Unlock supply that goes to team, investor, or treasury wallets typically takes one of 3 paths in the days that follow: held on a balance sheet, moved to a market maker for slow distribution, or hit an exchange order book directly. The third path is the one that produces visible price impact. Token unlock cliffs are usually telegraphed months in advance through public vesting schedules, so the unlock itself is rarely a surprise in the sense that buyers don't know it's coming. The variable is behavior on the day, whether the recipients sit on the supply, hedge it via perps, or hit bids. The other 6 names share 49.56 Mellers Cointelegraphs. Tally leaves $49.56 million of unlocks distributed across the remaining 6 top 7 names. None of them individually approach GUA's share, which is itself a useful signal. When weekly unlocks cluster around a single dominant cliff, the contagion risk is contained to that one name and its correlated baskets. When 7 names are all in the $5-10 million range, the effect is more diffuse and harder to track. For comparison, May 2026's top 7 monthly total was $187.65 million, led by TON at $86 million, spend node coverage. This week's $77.27 million slice is consistent with that monthly run rate, suggesting unlock pressure is sustaining rather than tapering. Macro setup is not friendly. The unlock isn't happening in isolation. BTC has just broken below the $77,000 level after Bitcoin apparent demand fell to 147,000 BTC, the worst reading since December 2025. Spot Bitcoin ETFs are on a 6-day outflow streak that has pushed 2026 cumulative flows close to net negative. The Fed minutes have flipped the trade from rate cut hope to hike risk worry. In that context, a $77 million weekly unlock isn't the marginal driver. It's an additional weight on a market that is already short of bids. Traders who normally arbitrage unlock cliffs by shorting into the release and covering on the rebound have less conviction on the rebound side this week. Practical read for holders of unlock names. 3 behaviors typically show up in price action after a sizable single name unlock: a 5-15% drift lower in the 48 hours preceding the unlock, as position shorts get larger, a flush on the unlock candle itself if there's genuine forced selling, a reversal within 72 hours if the unlock turned out to be quietly absorbed off book for GUA specifically, watching the perp funding rate and open interest in the day before and after the cliff will give a cleaner signal than spot price alone. Funding that swings hard negative ahead of the unlock and then resets to neutral suggests the cliff was the worst of it. Funding that stays compressed for days afterwards suggests the supply is still hitting bids.